This is Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community FM, radio in the central west of New South Wales. I'm Bruce Cameron, and a program of folk music lies ahead. We'll start with a contemporary song, and it's rather topical, sadly. It's by an American artist named Trett Fury. She's been performing and recording for 50 years. This is from her latest release called Lavender Moonshine, a song called The Teacher. She writes, "With the proliferation of gun violence in America and in our schools, and the fact that gun violence is the leading cause of death for our children, I needed to express the heartbreak we all feel about what teachers and students have to face. And I can say that if you, like me, are of a certain age and you know teachers who are now retiring, almost without exception, they're saying things like, my goodness, it's tough for people starting out in that career now. Things are not what they used to be." Here's Trett Fury opening Come All You today.
All of her life she wanted to teach, so much to share. Classrooms were safe, children were learning, no empty chairs. Watching the spark of knowledge unfolding, joy everywhere. Now the classrooms are war zones, the halls are all watched close, locked in and locked down. Now she carries a gun. Kids shouldn't be scared, shouldn't have trauma from going to school. No helping hands, no sharing of lunches, no golden. And the classrooms are war zones, the halls are all watched close, locked in and locked down. They make her carry a gun. She's learned how to shoot, not what she studied for. Carries a gun, not what she worked for. Her teacher's certificate never implied she'd be wearing a weapon. Oh, how will she survive? All of her life she read to the children, now the books are all banned. No self-expression, no real discussions, the lectures are canned. Diversity waning, conspiracy rampant all across the land. And the classrooms are war zones, the halls are all watched close, locked in and locked out. She wanted to teach, so much to share. Classrooms were safe, children were learning, no empty chairs. Watching the spark of knowledge unfolding, joy everywhere. But now the classrooms are war zones, the halls are all watched close, locked in and locked down. Now she carries a gun. They make her carry a gun. Oh, she carries.
do tend to follow what happens in America, don't we, in Australia, some years later in some cases. I do really hope we're not going down that road quite so fast. That's Trett Furey from her new album, Lavender Moonshine, the song called The Teacher. Here's Bruce Mulski. Bruce Mulski from a 2022 album called Everywhere You Go. Bruce Mulski on guitar and singing, of course. Now, Bruce Mulski certainly can play fiddle, but that wasn't him. That was his old buddy Daryl Anger playing fiddle. Most of the album is Bruce Mulski and guitar, but Daryl Anger joined him on that one. Another political comment now. Sorry about that if you think it's getting a bit over the top on the program in recent years. Like about 40. Sorry, here's another one. This is a song called Mary LaBelle by a singer named Lainey Dempsey. The album is called Little Telt. Little Telt, which means little told or not often told. Mary Maloney was an Irish suffragette, member of the Women's Freedom League. In 1908... would you believe Winston Churchill was standing in a by-election in Dundee in Scotland? Now, Churchill not usually associated with Scotland in that sense, but there was a by-election and he thought he'd keep himself busy, so he was standing in the by-election. But he made some disparaging remarks about the possibility of females becoming parliamentarians. And a few people didn't think that was very sensible. And the Women's Freedom League and other suffragettes and suffragists thought he should be called out. And Mary Maloney would stand there while Churchill was speaking, and she just rang a handbell, just stood there and rang it right through his speech, and eventually he gave up on at least one occasion. So because of her involvement with the handbell, she became known as Mary La Belle.
A Dublin lass in 1908, Camtay Dundee, for she was a hirate. Winston Churchill had got her goat by saying woman should nae vote. Now Mary Maloney had a plan to silence the wee pompous man. A dinner bell she sought again, then followed him roon on his campaign. Ding dong, ding dong was all they heard. They could nae catch a single word. If he should speak, if he should shout, ding dong would drown him out. Now Churchill had a speech to make to workers at the factory gate, but suffragettes fae near and far made him choose to speak fae inside his car. But who should ride up in a cart to stop him before he could start? Mary Maloney bringes in and lets her disapproval ring. Ding dong, apologise for all your bigotry and lies. And if you dinna turn about, ding dong, we'll drown ye out. For 7 days she followed him and stood afore him wi' a grin. She'd raise a brow wi' bell in hand, and dare he go ahead as planned. Wi' brand new speakers at some cost, he tried to get his point across, but policies he could nae quote. For when he tried to win a vote, ding dong, wi' all her might, she rang the day into the night. Though Winston frowned, the crowd all laughed and wondered with her arm drap aft. Ding dong, for Mary La Belle, in 10 years' time she'll vote herself. If Churchill for her mark should tout, ding dong, we'll drown him out.
Mary La Belle, what a good song that is. I like that. Lainey Dempsey is the singer. The problems encountered by Winston Churchill when he thought it wasn't a good idea for women to either vote or become politicians. Good protest. Handbell. Nice. Music from the west of Sweden now. Not to the west of Sweden, but it is in Sweden, in the west of that country. This is a group called MP3. Matthias Perez, and the three are him playing guitar, Nina Perez playing a fiddle, and Mia Maran playing a five-string fiddle. This is called Stuff Stuff. Thank you. Not an old composition. That one's by Mia Maran, one of the trio, called Stuff Stuff. The trio is MP3. The album is Danza Danza, music from the west of Sweden. Very good. Are you familiar with Kit Carson? He was an Indian fighter. You might remember that name from westerns and that kind of stuff. The 19th century, Kit Carson was getting busy around Arizona area and was considered a bit of a hero to some, but really, without putting too fine a point on it, he was bordering on genocidal maniac. He'd make friends with, for instance, the Navajo. Then he'd sell them out to the U.S. The U.S. cavalry and dispossess, then help wipe them out. Bruce Coburn is a Canadian singer-songwriter. Probably wouldn't have written this if he'd been American. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Anyway, Bruce Coburn wrote this song about Kit Carson, and it turns up on an album by Tom Carter and Tom Sauber, enigmatically titled Trade Your Headache for a Smile.
Jobs he'd had before. He made the grade.
Three tunes played at a very nice pace for reels. They come from the west of County Clare, an album described as traditional music from Doolin. The album title is Orgavinna, by J.B. Samson and Charles Monod. J.B. Samson is a fiddle player from Brittany, and Charles Monod is a Swiss concertina player. And they met in Doolin. They were travelling over there, learning some Irish tunes, liked what they heard from each other, and recorded an album. There we heard Tomino Days, the Ballyket Courthouse, and Ormond Sound from that album, Orgavinna. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, and it's time now to introduce you to the featured album. It's called No Idle Jest. I've already played at least one track from it on the program a while ago, but I'll give the album, well, its dues with this program. It's called No Idle Jest, as I said, by Alastair Brown, who's a melodeon, concertina and harmonica player and singer, originally from Scotland, lived in Canada for many years, now lives, I think, on the north coast of Cornwall. When he was in Canada, he was active in lots of different areas of music, including for 25 years as a radio presenter, a folk music program. But he recorded, he was in bands, he wrote reviews and columns. He was a festival director, a dance teacher, university lecturer and program director at folk music and dance camps. Busy boy. So in Cornwall, he's still playing lots of music. And I saw him some years ago at a folk club in Cornwall, and he's very good. Alastair Brown. The album includes a lot of older songs, not just from Scottish tradition, but some Canadian compositions, I think, too. The first one we'll hear goes back quite a long way, like to Shakespeare.
Oh, the king, he was sitting in his garden all alone, when his brother in his ear dropped a wee bit o' henbean. Then he stole his brother's crown, and his money and his widow. But the dead king walked in, got his son, and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been killed, and it's your duty to take revenge on Claudius. Kill him neat and clean, and show the nation what a fraud he is." The boy said, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll have to play it crafty. So that no one will suspect me, I'll pretend that I'm a dafty." So we all accept Horatio, his beloved trusty friend. Hamlet, that's the boy, pretends he's round the bend. And because he wasn't ready for obligatory killing, he tried to make the king think that he's tuppence off the shilling. Took the mickey out Polonius, treated poor Ophelia vile. Told Rosencrantz and Guildenstern that Denmark's bloody vile. Then a troop of travelling actors, just like 784, arrived to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, act him balmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, loves his mammy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating, wondering if the ghosts are cheating, that is why he's waiting. So Hamlet wrote a scene for the players to enact, while Horatio and him would wait to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now. And sure enough, the king walked out before the scene was through. Now Hamlet knows that Claudius was the one that gave his da the dose. The only problem being now, Claudius knows he knows. And when Hamlet told his mother that her new man's not a fit one, Uncle Claude put out a contract with the English king as hitman. And when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti was the king's excuse to send for an English hemp and necktie with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure that he got there. But Hamlet jumped the boat and put the finger straight on that pair. When Laertes heard his old man had been stabbed through the arras, he came running back to Elsinore, toot sweet hot foot from Paris, and Ophelia with her dad killed by the man she meant to marry. After saying it with flowers, she committed hari-kari. Hamlet, Hamlet, nae messin'. Hamlet, Hamlet, learned his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him that meant good or bad at last must turn to dust. Then Laertes lost the place and was demanding retribution. But the king said, "Hang on there and I'll provide you a solution." So he arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. Then, just to make things double sure, the old belt and braces line, he arranged a poisoned sword tip and a poisoned cup of wine. The poisoned sword got Hamlet, but then Laertes muffed it, for the stupid bugger stabbed himself and confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mother drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet said, "Oh, I can see the king's the body new. Licentious, treacherous, damned Dane," he said, to be precise, "and made up for hesitating by killing Claudius twice." Then he said the rest was silence. That was Hamlet had his chips, made Claudius confess, and poured the wine between his lips. They fired a volley over him that shook the topmost rafter, and forth in brass, knee-deep in Danes, lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, oh the gory, Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm away. If you thought this song was boring, you should read the bloody play.
Oh dear, Adam McNaughton wrote that. No, he didn't write the play, he wrote the song. That's from the featured album today by Alastair Brown, called No Idle Jest. We do get to hear instruments played behind his very good voice on most tracks.
When a man's in love, he feels no cold like me not long ago. Like a hero bold to see his girl, he'll plow through frost and snow. The moon, she gently shed her light along my dreary way, until I came to that sweet spot where all my treasure lay. I knocked at my love's window, saying, "My dear, are you within?" And softly she undid the latch, and slyly I slipped in. Her hand was soft, her breath was sweet, her tongue did gently glide. I stole her kiss, it was no miss, and I asked her to be my bride. Take me to your chamber, love, oh, take me to your bed. Oh, take me to your chamber, love, to rest my weary head. To take you to my chamber, love, me parents, they won't agree. But sit ye down by yon bright fire, and I'll sit close to thee. Courted you against your father's will. You never said that you'd be my bride, but now, my dear, sit still. Tonight I'm going to cross the sea to far Columbia's shore. You will never, never see your youthful love no more. Many's the cold and stormy night I came to visit you, when tossed about by cold winter winds or wet by the morning dew. Tonight our courtship's at an end between my love and me. So fare you well, my favourite girl, a long farewell to thee.
we heard some Irish folk rock from a group called Horselips, 1975 album, Drive the Cold Winter Away. But wait, I hear you say, Irish folk rock? That man didn't have an Irish accent. Who sang When a Man's in Love? Correct. He came from Middlesbrough. His name's Charles O'Connor. He plays a bit of accordion too, concertina rather. And then that tune, Crabs in the Skillet. Nice old album, Drive the Cold Winter Away. I'll play another one now from the featured album. This is certainly a better known song than the one about Hamlet. It's called Newrytown. He writes, Alistair Brown writes, an eve of execution, bit of repentance, and a warning against copycat crimes from a failed highwayman. This doesn't stop him copying other doomed villains, cowboys and bad girls, in requesting six pallbearers dressed appropriately to do the final honours. Here's Alistair Brown again.
In Newrytown I was bred and born. In Stephen's Green I die in scorn. I served my time in the saddler's trade. I always was a roving blade. At 17 I took a wife. I loved her dearly as I loved my life. And for to maintain her, both fine and gay, a robbing I went on the king's highway. I rob Lord Goldring, I do declare, and Lady Mansfield of Grosvenor Square. I shot the shutters and put out the light, and carried it home to my heart's delight. To Covent Garden I went one day, with my darling wife for to see the play. Ned Fielding's gang there did me subdue, and taken I was by that cursed crew. And when I'm dead and laid in my grave, no costly tombstone let me have. Six highwaymen for to carry me, give them broadswords and sweet liberty. Six highwaymen for to bear my pall, give them broadswords and ribbons all. And when I'm dead, you can tell the truth. He was a wild and a wicked youth.
Alistair Brown once again with Newrytown. Sad tale and probably not true. A couple of tunes from Altan. And then, no, I'll play a song from Altan. Yes, play a song from Altan. Then some tunes from the same album, which is called Island Angel. We'll hear Bride Og Nimali, which is a sad tale of a young man left brokenhearted after his secret love, Bride Og Nimali, marries somebody else. Then, set of tunes, Fermanagh Highland, Donegal Highland, John Doherty's and King George IV.
Thank you.
four cracking good tunes there from the Irish group Altan. A couple of Highlands, first of all, the Fermanagh Highland and Donegal Highland. Then a tune associated with John Doherty, who also came from Donegal, I believe. A tune simply called John Doherty's. Then a tune they learned from Buddy McMaster from Cape Breton Island. A tune called King George the Fourth. Before that set of tunes, we heard Mairead na Maoine singing up front of Altan, story of Bride Óg ní Maoilí. You're listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio, 2MCE, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and all over the place on www.2mce.org.
To gang with a Scotsman when you're barely 16. But you're no the first that your Scots have beguiled, and you're welcome back home to Northumberland. And ye winnie wan breed, and ye winnie wan wine. Oh, but your love, it was easy one, and ye winnie wan siller to buy a man wee, and you're aye the fair fool of Northumberland.
In his later years, well, later years, he was only 58 when he died, Alistair Hewlett sang a lot more traditional Scottish songs than in his early punk times. That was The Fair Fleur of Northumberland from an album called Riches and Rags. The fiddle player? No, not Dave Swarbrick, although he did record with Alistair Hewlett a lot. That was Nancy Kerr. James Fagan was also there playing a bit of bouzouki and mandolin on some tracks on that album. And Gavin Livingston playing resonator guitar. Gavin Livingston played a lot of music with Alistair over the years. This is a song from a long time ago. Classic Piedmont Blues is the name of the album. Warner Williams and Eddie Pennington.
Bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. He got one eye red and the other one blue. The big old bug drinking all my brew. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Bartender, he drinking up all the foam. Hey, bartender, he drinking up all the foam. You better tell that old bug he better leave my beer alone. Well, hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. He got one eye red and the other one green. The biggest old bug I ever seen. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. There's one thing I want you to know. Hey, bartender, there's one thing I want you to know. Well, every time I go to take a sip, the big old bug tries to bite my lip. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer.
Kids Go Mad. That's Warner Williams and Eddie Pennington. Hey, bartender, there's a big bug in my beer. It turns up on an album released on Smithsonian Folkways, one of the better folk music labels in the world, called Classic Piedmont Blues. Piedmont, not the North Italian area of Piedmont, but the area that runs down the east of the United States, sort of Atlantic seaboard, the Ozarks to the coast, somewhere, anyway, somewhere down there, Georgia, North Carolina, that stuff.
Well, Our pussycat, it died last week. The kids were so upset. The missus sent me into town to buy another pet. No other cat had quite replaced the one that passed away. So I looked for something different to try and make the day. I went in all the pet shops and a pub or two as well. I saw dogs and mice and rabbits and a budgie with a bell. But nothing took my fancy till just after 2:30. I saw these green and scaly jaws and beady eyes of blue. Well, I made the bloke an offer. He seemed glad to let it go, and I thought I'd take it home by train, for the tram would be too slow. But when I rolled up at Victoria with the new pet by my side, I asked for one to Carrington, but the booking clerk replied, "Oh no, you can't take that thing on the train. No, you can't take that on the train. You can take along a tiger, or a puma, or a bear, an organ grinder's monkey, or a tortoise, or a hare. You can travel in the guard van if you pay the normal fare, but you can't take that thing on the train." Sometimes to make an extra bob, I do a few odd jobs, such as fetching things and carrying to please the local nobs. When Colonel Smith was moving house, he called me out one day, and he sent me to the station with some things to ship away. There was cabin trunks and bags and chests, and there was one thing more, the Colonel brought from Africa when he was in the war. And I should take great care of it, it was his joy and pride. It had a big black barrel and a wheel on either side. Well, I dragged it to Victoria upon a length of cord, and then I called a porter out to help us get on board. But just as we were managing to lift it in the van, up runs a station master with a rule book in his hand and says, "You can't take that thing on the train. No, you can't take that on the train." The itinerant musician, he can take along his harp. The man who sharpens scissors takes his grindstone in a cart. And the Kensington Museum even take their works of art. But you can't take that thing on the train. Last summer we decided, that's the missus, kids and me, we'd have a week at Skeggy, where there's sun and sand and sea. I scrimped and saved a week or two, I even stopped me fags. The missus wrote and booked the digs and packed up all the bags. And then at last the time came round, the kids could hardly sleep. But when we got them settled down and started counting sheep, the missus sidles up to me and says, "Now don't be mad, but you know how lonely mother is since we lost our dear old dad." Well, I knew just what was coming, and I couldn't help but groan. I wouldn't say she's massive, but she's wrong side 20 stone. And when we turned up at the barrier, our tickets for to show, the inspector took one look at her, and then he shouted, "Whoa, you can't take that on the train. No, you can't take that on the train. You can take along a camel with one hump or with two, a hippo or a zebra if they're going to the zoo. We've a special trunk for elephants, but that will never do. No, you can't take that thing on the train. You can take swans, eggs, table legs, grooms with horses, coffins, corpses, viral, nucleine, margarine, acetylene, pianofortes, gramophones, symphoniums and photographs. An officer of cavalry can take along a stallion, and bona fide dealers can take specie and bullion, bicycles and tricycles, children's folding mail, cars to Glasgow, Sheffield, Manchester, even into foreign parts, velocipedes, flower seeds, but I must tell you plain, you can't take that, you can't take that, you can't take that thing on the train."
Well, that's if you can find a train. You Can't Take That on the Train, a song written by Roger Watson, sung there by Alistair Brown, from the featured album today on Come All Ye, called No Idle Jest. Playing piano behind him there, Sherry Whalen plays keyboards and fiddle, also sings a bit. Roger Horton plays guitar, sings chorus on a song or two. And Lawrence Stevenson plays fiddle and whistle, also sings a wee bit. Alistair Brown from Scotland via Canada, now in Cornwall, and his featured album, No Idle Jest. Track now from, oh, I think I'll play two, yes, two, from a group called Anam, their album First Footing. Set of tunes, first of all, The Sweet Flowers of Milltown, which is a good jig. Then they turn it into a reel, so we get The Sweet Flowers of Milltown as a jig, then as a reel, and then another reel called Paddy's Trip to Lake Arthur. Then they'll sing a song for us. This is Anam.
Paddy's A maid going to comb her markets to learn to sell for her mammy 3 hangs of fine yarn. She met with a young man along the highway, and it caused this young damsel to tarry and stray. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mammy to pay if you lay by your yard till the next market day. The maid, she sat down, and the grass it was green. The day was the fairest that e'er she had seen. Look in your eye, beat some morning in May. Yes, I'll lay by my yard till the next market day. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mammy to pay if you lay by your yard till the next market day. Well, the maid, she went home, and the words that he'd said, the tune that he played her still rang in her head. She said, I'll go find him by land or by sea, and I'll learn me a tune called the next market day. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mammy to pay if you lay by your yard till the next market day. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are 3 guineas your mammy to pay if you lay by your yard till the next market day.
Brian O'Hara singing The Next Market Day in the group Anam, A-N-A-M, their album First Footing. Before the song, we heard The Sweet Flowers of Milltown, played as a jig, then as a reel, and rounding out the set, another reel called Paddy's Trip to Lake Arthur. We also heard on that song slash waltz, the waltz was called The Market Square, by the way, following that song, guest mandolinist Jerry O'Byrne with Anam. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community Radio in the Central West. Next one comes from Brisbane. A long time ago, 1959, this was recorded by the Moreton Bay Bushwhackers in the very early days of the folk revival in Australia. An album called Folk Songs from Queensland, released on the wonderful Wattle label. This song, Bullocky-O, was collected by Stan Arthur, who's going to sing it, I think, with the Moreton Bay Bushwhackers. Stan Arthur had a Bathurst connection there for a little while, his stepdaughter. I used to work with her in Bathurst. But they scurried back to Queensland as quickly as possible. The weather wasn't so good down here in the cold. Anyway, Stan Arthur, he collected Bullocky-O from Cyril Duncan, who lived in Brisbane at the time. Don't think there's many of those Moreton Bay Bushwhackers left now, except the bush bass player. I know he's still around. He lives in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales, and his name's Gary Toof, and you've heard him on this program. But here's Bullocky O from the Moreton Bay Bushwhackers. Excuse the cracks and pops and carry on. 1959 album, this one.
Well, I draw for Speckles Mill, Bullocky O.
Bullocky O.
It's many the long I drew, Bullocky O. I draw cedar, beech and pine, and I never get on the wine. I'm the king of bullock drivers, don't you know, Bullocky O. I'm the king of bullock drivers, don't you know. There's Guinea and Anderson too, Bullocky O.
Bullocky O.
It's many the long they drew, Bullocky O. I can give them 1,000 feet, hex them square and never cheat. I'm the king of bullock drivers, don't you know,
Bullocky O.
I'm the king of bullock drivers, don't you know. These 40 rawback stags, Bullocky O. Well, I say it is no slender when I reckon I get the dander when I hear the crack of me whip, Bullocky O.
Bullocky O. When I hear the crack of me whip, Bullocky O.
Little Darling, that's from Salamander Crossing, great name for a band, their album Passion Train, a song collected in 1939 from Thaddeus C. Willingham, a farmer from Alabama. Oh, and the tune at the end of it there was Ruby on the Railroad, Salamander Crossing. Sort of swing, bluegrass. Interesting. I think at least Rani Arbo, R-A-N-I, surname A-R-B-O, I think she's still performing as part of that band. I think they've been going for 40 years or so, but she's also a choir leader, and I think you've, in fact, I know you've heard on this program before her singing her arrangement of the Alfred Lord Tennyson poem, Crossing the Bar, which I think is the best setting for that particular poem. But what would I know? Here's another unlikely ensemble. This is a kaval player from Turkey, a duduk player from Armenia, and an accordionist from Georgia. So Armenia and Turkey have a bit of history. But we're all friends now, at least on this particular track called Erzurumi Şoror, which is kind of translated as the dance of Erzurum. Erzurum, it's now in Turkey, but it used to have an Armenian population, probably before about 1915.
Thank you.
Izrumi Shoror, The Dance of Erzrum, from the AGA Trio, an album called Meeting, featuring music played by musicians from Turkey, Armenia and Georgia, and generally around the South Caucasus and Anatolian region. Interesting album, and nice to know that it exists, if you know what I mean. Here's another old song from a group called the Tarriers. They were an interesting group from the 1950s in the United States and were unusual and innovative and almost daring because they had a man of colour as a member of their band. This is Drill Ye Tarriers, Drill.
And he says, keep still. He comes down heavy on his cast iron drill. And
drill ye tarriers, drill. Drill ye tarriers, drill. 4 inch work all day for the sugar in your tay. Down behind the railway. And drill ye tarriers, drill. And blast, and fire. And blast, and fire.
The new foreman was Gene McCann. By God, he was a blamey man last week. A premature blast went off. A mile in the air went Big Jim Goff. And
drill ye tarriers, drill. Drill ye tarriers, drill.
4 inch work all day for the sugar in your tank. Down behind the railway.
And drill ye tarriers, drill. And blast, and fire. And blast, and fire.
Was found. When he asked what for, came this reply: you were dark for the time you were up in the sky. And
drill ye tarriers, drill. Drill ye tarriers, drill.
4 inch work all day for the sugar in your tank. Down behind the railway.
And drill ye tarriers, drill. And blast, and fire. And blast, and fire. And blast.
In Nottinghamshire, right for la, the right for laddity. In Thornaby Woods, in Nottinghamshire, father willarilee. Three keepers' houses stood three square, about a mile from each other they were. Their orders were to look after the deer, right father willarilee. Home in the dogs went out one night, right for la, the right for laddity. The moon shone clear, the stars gave light, father and la-ra-lee. All the hedges, ditches, gates and rails, with my two dogs close to me heels. To catch a fat buck in Thornaby Fields, right, father and la-ra-lee. That very first night we had bad luck, right for la, the right for laddity. One of my very best dogs got stuck, father and la-ra-lee. He came to me all bloody and sorry, I was for to see the same. He not being able to follow the game, right, father, another, and me. I searched his wounds and found them slight, right, for la, the right, for laddity. Some keeper had done this from spite, father, and la, I'll take my pike staff in my hand and range the woods till I find that man. I'll tan his hide well if I can, right, father. yaller a lather and dee. Right for la, the right for laddity. I ranged the woods till it proved daylight, father willarily. But the very first thing the tear I found was a big fat buck laying dead on the ground. My dogs gave him his deep death wound, right father willarily. My dogs they know me by the call, right for la, the right for laddity. So does the keeper, he would me haul, father willarily. To see Limpin' Jack how he strutted around with a buck on his back. He carried it like some Yorkshireman's pack, right, father and lather and thee. We hired a butcher to skin the game, right for lather, right for laddity. Likewise another to sell the same, father and latherly. But the very first joint we offered for sale was to an old woman who sold bad ale. She sent us three, four lads to jail, lather and dee. So now the sessions are drawing nigh, rights for lather, rights for laddity. We poor lads are to be tried, father and larrily. The gentlemen laugh them all to scorn, that such an old woman should be forsworn. She said to pieces we should be torn, rights father and lather and dee. Sessions are over and past, a right for la, the right for laddity. We poor lads are free at last, father and larrily. The very best game I had did see, not a deer or a buck, but a hare for me. For Thornaby Woods this night I will see, right father and latherly.
There we go, that's Thornaby Woods. Thornaby Woods, a song from George Sansom and Matt Quinn. George Sansom playing guitar and singing, and Matt Quinn playing mandolin and singing. An old song. Here's the final one we'll hear from the featured album. It's a song from Alastair Brown's album, No Idle Jest, and he describes it as a sort of lifestyle beer ad from the last century. Not a pickup truck in sight. This is Bland's Good Ale.
If you are sick, 'twill make you well, put you in condition. The man that will drink Bland's Good Ale has need of no physician. Bland's is the beer for me, a pint of it so handy. It's as fine as any wine, and strong as any brandy. Will ease your pains, twill warm your brain, drive out melancholy. The man that will drink Bland's Good Ale is always fat and jolly. Bland is the beer for me, a pint of it so handy. It's as fine as any wine, and strong as any brandy. The foreigners may praise their wines, 'tis only to deceive us. If they came here and taste this beer, I'm sure they'd never leave us. Bland is the beer for me, a pint of it so handy. It's as fine as any wine, and strong as any brandy. The meagre French their thirst would quench, find much good to do them. If them a year with Bland's Good Beer, their country would not know them. Bland's is a beer for me, a pint of it so handy. It's as fine as any wine, and strong as any brandy. Not
tasted yet. I have you set about it. A man with pence and common sense should never do without it.
Land is a beer for me, a pint of it so handy. It's as fine as any wine
and strong as any brandy.
Yes, well, not really an ad, because I don't think you can buy Blandford beer out here. I'm not even sure it still exists. Getting towards the end, folks, one more from the Sydney group, 40 Degrees South, Ship Repairing Men.
From the workshop off we go, toolkits heavy in our hands, to a big ship that's come in from a trip to foreign lands. Salty streaks of rust have marked her, but her moorings hold her tight. And we'll work to fix her engines all today and half the night. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairing men. Oil-fired boilers throb with power, soaking up the furnace heat. Water turns to driving steam to make the engines beat, but the feed pump sighing well for us cuts through all other sound. As it sings a song of triumph for the valves that we have ground. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairing men. Engine bearings knocked and hammered through the wild and stormy seas will be machined and fitted till they run with silent ease, and the winch that rattled every time the piston turned the shaft will hum along and sing its song to men skilled in their craft. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairing men. So when you see an ocean liner glide between the river banks, and the captain in his gold braid orders men of lesser ranks, have you thought perhaps this stately craft might never sail again? If it wasn't for the toil and sweat of ship repairing men. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairing men. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairing men.
Good group from Sydney, mostly singing shanties, but some not traditional stuff like that one. That was Ship Repairing Men, 40 Degrees South, name of the group. Thank you for your company today. As always, we'll do it again next time, I hope. Same time, same place. Go out with a little bit of music from a terrific Scottish group called Dive, D-A-I-M-H, Dive. This is the ladies' dance. Talk to you next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. Goodbye from Camogie. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.